Regular City Council Meeting, March 5th, 2013.
And we'll call the meeting to order. I want to welcome you all here, Kansas City Council Meeting. And I note we have a group of Boy Scouts. Would you like to introduce the Scouts to us as to where they're from? Not individually, but what troop?
Troop 811, just out of here, Kansas.
Okay, Troop 811. Okay, welcome, guys. All right, Pastor Stan Johnson is here and would lead us in the invocation, please. Oh, before you start, Stan, let me have the call, the roll call for the council.
Council President Cardoza. Councilmember Hoyland.
Here.
Councilmember Bubun Vanderhar.
Here.
Councilmember Steer.
Here.
Mayor Nelson.
Here. Thank you, Brenda. Stan, here, the audience is now yours. If you would give us the invocation, please. Please stand.
Mayor, Council. Lord Jesus, we just thank you again for this night. Lord, I thank you for the great city that we live in. And we just ask for your presence to be here in this place to guide decision-making. And we just pray for your protection over our leadership, over our police officers and our firefighters. And we just give you the thanks and the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. You seated. Yep. We're very privileged tonight to have with us Amariah Cody, who is the 2012-2013 National Patriots Pen winner from CUNA. And I think she has won CUNA's and then the regional and the state and then on to, 15th place in the nation?
Wow.
And, we're pretty pleased. Yeah. So I have imposed upon her to come to the council meeting and to please read what she wrote. It's very inspiring. So, Amariah, would you please come up to the microphone there and let the whole audience hear what you did.
What I would tell our founding fathers: George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, James Madison, John Jay, Benjamin Franklin, John Adams, names that flash through our thoughts when we hear the words founding fathers. Yet we don't know them. So how do you thank someone you don't know for your very existence? What can you give back to equal the price of your freedom? I love my country, and I can't imagine living anywhere else, but to think that I would not be here if our founding fathers had walked away. I have also come to realize that their sacrifice was anything but small. It was not mere selflessness that was given, but these courageous men sacrificed their lives. I would say, thank you for your sacrifice. These men did not begin our country for their own glorification. They were thinking of us as they signed the Declaration of Independence and formed the Constitution. They were doing it for the generations that would come after them. They were doing it for you and me. I would say thank you for your sacrifice. Our country would have fallen if our founding fathers hadn't been so dedicated to preserving our freedom. They sold themselves to the creation of our freedom. They remained focused on our freedom even though they were fighting a war. I would say thank you for my freedom. In other countries, I would not have a chance at a future. I would not have a chance because of my race. Here I have a chance. I have been given the key to the door of my future. I dream of what I can do with the opportunities that have been given to me. I dream of what I can be. I would say thank you for my opportunities. I can sleep soundly at night every night. I can go to school without fear. I can believe what I want without fear of consequences. I can talk, walk, and live how I please without threat of punishment. I can be whatever I want without imprisonment. I would say thank you for my security. There are so many other things I need to thank them for, but these are the things that mean the most to me. Their sacrifice for my freedom, thinking of me and my opportunities, and having the security to dream big. I would say thank you for my life.
Thank you very much, Amariah. You can see that our CUNA young field folks are starting to make waves all over the nation, so we're very pleased with your award and your winnings. Thank you. All right, we now have The agenda before us, the first item of business is the consent agenda. And Amari and your family, you're welcome to stay if you'd like to. If you'd like to leave, you can do that too. So it's just up to you folks. Okay. Are there any questions or comments on the consent agenda? If there are none, we entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Mr. Mayor, I would move that we approve the consent agenda as presented.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed say no. Motion carried. Next item of business is the citizens' reports or requests. A is a fee waiver request for use of Bernie Fisher Park, July 7th to 11th, 2013, for a youth sports camp, Pastor Ray Sparkman, Desert Streams Fellowship. Pastor Sparkman, if you would like to address the council on this request.
Good to be here this evening. Last year, we did our first sports camp for ages 5 through age 12 here at the city park, and we had a great turnout. We did a 4 or 5 day camp with basketball and sports in the morning and the same thing in the evening. And we did this free to the public, and we had a family night where the parents could come and see what they learned, the fundamentals of these two different sports. So we're very appreciative last year of the city council waiving the fee, and we would like to request that again this summer in July. And I'll entertain any questions you may have.
Okay, thank you very much. Questions of Pastor Sparks? Richard?
I don't have any.
What were the times on the 11th? It's just kind of, it's hard to read.
Okay.
It's like it was 4 hour periods on most days.
Yeah, we're going to start Sunday evening and have evening Sunday through Wednesday evening, and then a Monday morning through Thursday morning, and then the Thursday night would be the family night. So it's basically in the morning from 8 to noon, and then the evening, I can't remember, I think it's like 4 or 5 o'clock till 9. Mm-hmm. And then the family night, we have a schedule a bit earlier just so we can set up our inflatables and get things ready for the family night.
Does it say 3 to 10?
Yes. Uh-huh. Just time for us to be able to tear down once we finish up at 9 o'clock.
What kind of sports do you offer?
It's basketball, fundamentals of basketball, and soccer. We do them simultaneously in the park at different parts of the Bernie Fisher Park, and so it worked very, very well last year, so we're going to do the same thing this year. Had a great response from the community, and we're doing this free of charge. We're not charging anything to the kids or the families.
Thank you.
I just have one question, not necessarily for him, but when people request to drive on the grass, do we have someone from staff that shows them where to go without run over sprinkler heads? And
I think they,
Bobby does that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they can't really get in there unless they kind of open that up
okay.
to let them in. So most of the time that's closed. So.
Okay. I've always worked with Bobby for the last 6 or 7 years, so we pretty much know where the places are that we can drive.
Perfect.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah.
Yes.
I do have one question.
Okay.
Mr. Sparkman, this is open to all the children of the city, not to your congregation?
It's to the whole city.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you.
Okay. Further questions? Entertain a motion and the desires of the council.
Mr. Mayor, I would move we authorize the fee waiver request for use of Bernie Fisher Park July 7th through 11th.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. Motion carried.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor.
Got your dates.
Okay.
Okay, the next item of business is the donation request for the annual Easter egg hunt. And we're privileged to have Sherry Russell here tonight.
Hi, Mayor and Council. First of all, I want to say thank you for your donation last year. It was, again, a very successful Easter egg hunt. And this year, we're trying to do the same. I did want to let you know that we did trim the budget a little bit last year. I got it done for about $1,800. I try every year to get it done for as affordably as I possibly can. I was able to buy a few items at the end of last year on a discount, which greatly helps to keep doing that. But of course, I haven't got out to buy a lot of the stuff yet because I don't know how much money I have to purchase the rest of the remaining items. So what I'm here tonight is to ask for the city's help. Last year, you gave me $1,000. That would be greatly appreciated, but it's whatever you feel led to or not led to. I'm just here asking for help if you have any questions.
Okay, and how many children did you have that in mind?
Well, it's really hard to count, but I'm guessing just from the, it's really hard because there's so many adults with their children to actually say how many children, but I'm going to roughly say between 1,000 and 1,500 kids between the four age groups. That's 10 and under.
Wow.
It looks crowded to me.
It gets bigger every year.
Yeah. Okay, questions?
No, I'd just like to thank Sherry, though, for doing this every year just out of the goodness of her heart, and I really appreciate you that you do it.
Thank you, Joe.
Yeah,
Easter just wouldn't occur without you, Sherry.
Thank you.
I enjoy, or I appreciate that we're able to help you with this. I would ask one thing, and that is if you can think about bringing this for our budget session coming up for... So if you can ask for the 2014 donation coming up here when we start talking budget in a couple months, that would be helpful, I think, in allowing us to kind of plan out our spending. And I think, yeah, we might be able to give more or just maintain, but I think we have a better financial picture then.
Okay.
So.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Mayor.
Yes.
I'm very active in this Easter egg hunt, and I think it would be best if I abstain from voting on any money expenditure for this organization.
Okay. Then the request is rightfully before the council, and what is your feelings on it?
I'm a little anxious about authorizing funds that we don't have because we didn't plan ahead and put some contingency funds, but I am cautiously optimistic that we can finagle a way to spend $1,000 on this and not bankrupt the city. So I would be in favor of doing another $1,000 donation.
All right.
I would second that.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed say no. Motion carried.
Thank you very much. And I will be here this spring or this summer. Was it July, August?
Yeah, talk to John.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Okay. Okay, thank you very much.
It goes on for a long time. Thanks.
Okay, next item of business is under old business, the city website update by Mike Borzek.
Good evening. Just real quick, I want to touch base with you folks to let you know we're still moving along with this and kind of get your opinion or thoughts on it. I put some handouts on your desk there before you folks got here. We're struggling with the background image right now. I feel that the rest of the website is moving along finely, but the background, we struggle. It's kind of a poor time of year to be taking pictures, so we're desperately searching through stock photos of what people have in cameras and whatnot. And the problem we have with this background is most of your pictures they're focused towards the center of where all your good content is in the center of your photo. We're looking for stuff on just the margins, and it's got to be the back part of the margin, not the bottom portion, because we have to blend that bottom portion so as we add content and that website gets a little bit bigger, we can stretch it with that solid color. So we're still struggling with that, but I hope you can see that we're moving forward, and in the coming months we'll be asking for content. I know Brianna asked when we needed that in, so sooner the better.
I'm working online.
All right.
It's almost ready.
No worries.
So, I have a question.
Yeah.
Does the picture up here, does that rotate?
Yeah. We haven't set a number, but 5 to 8, something like that.
Okay.
We'll change it seasonally, so during harvest time, we'll have harvest pictures in there. Summer, we'll have people on the river and whatnot, so, yeah.
If I'm expressing a preference between the two options here, I think they're both nice. I'm not knowing what other photos we'd have on there. On this one, it seems very, like, harvest-heavy.
Yeah.
And I kind of just like the more lush feel of the brighter one.
Agreed.
The one with the butte in the back and that?
Yeah, I'll call it the green one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that, too.
And then those pictures that we all picked the other day, was that to replace this or to...
The problem with a lot of the pictures, we had real poor resolution on a lot of them, so as you zoomed in and filled it up with the screen, it looked like a bad camera phone shots. It's difficult. I plan on cutting this out and trying some more options on my own and away from them to see if we can get something a little bit closer, but I'm shooting for, like you said, the blue skies, the green grass. I like that versus the gold field. It was a great shot, but mm-hmm. It's a little bit dark for myself.
It's still nice. I think part of the trouble that I'm having with it is just the big harvest picture that's so brown heavy in the foreground, and I think it just makes it overall look kind of brown.
And I know a lot of the comments were initially when we did the colors, people wanted to see the blues and greens, so but I'm throwing everything out there and see what sticks.
I still like both of the backgrounds. I don't know if we would want to think about, like, creating an image that has some real aspects, but kind of manufacturing the rest. What I'm thinking of is, like, the water tower for me is very representative of our town, and I wonder if we might want to try, like, creating a landscape.
Mural of some sort.
Yeah, and it could even just be, like, an outline kind of thing, so not... I'm thinking like setting sun and you just have the dark outline of like horizon and then the water tower, and that would give you like solid color going down.
Not to make it difficult on me or anything, right? I'll get my people on.
Or maybe on the other side of the picture, we could have the mayor perched up there with wings and a halo.
Take the Burwing Owl off. A picture of a fat mayor.
I think it looks great.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, thanks for your work on it. Any other questions?
Here's a couple. Why don't you pass to the audience so they can kind of look and see what our website is kind of generating.
Mayor, if I could ask Mike a question.
Any other questions?
Yes.
On the picture at the top right there, it says Gateway to the Birds of Prey. Is that an owl?
That is a burrowing owl.
Should it be more of a hawk?
It could be.
Would that be more explicit to the Gateway Birds of Prey?
Well, that little burrowing owl is an endangered species, and he's pretty.
Yeah,
holds a lot of weight.
Nesting out on our sewer farm.
Yeah, he'll shut.
I mean, it kind of represents Cuny.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we can find a hawk as well if you want.
Is this going to be where it says in the middle, news from CUNA? Will that be in English?
Yeah, yes, sir. You'll have the option to switch it to any language in the world, though, by a keystroke. So if you wish to read it in Filipino, you can do that.
Okay. Thank you, Mike.
When I first saw this evening, I thought this was a representation of our community garden here.
It could be that.
Hopefully it gets more water than that.
Yeah, in the summertime, for any of you that have not gone out and driven Swan Falls Road by the city sewer farms, there are burrowing owls that nest in the areas that aren't sprinkled. And if you drove in there with a SUV or a big vehicle, the male would attack you. You know, and you can see a little bird about like this attacking an SUV. Anyway, they've got a lot of heart, and they're pretty cute. Okay, other questions, Mike?
No.
All right, thank you very much, Mike.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
It.
Thank you.
We don't have any hearings, so new business is...
Let's see. Lot line adjustment.
Yeah, lot line adjustment. And let's see, Troy, are you going to lead us through this, please?
Good evening, Mr. Mayor, council members. Getting on to the heart of the meeting. We're getting to some actual land use business tonight. This is good. The application you have before you tonight is 13-02-LLA, which is a lot line adjustment for Ms. Doris Matthews. She lives on the northeast corner of King Road and Ash Avenue. And tonight she is requesting to basically lot line adjust a parcel line between two parcels that she does own and combine them into a single parcel. Her request is actually quite simple. She just wants to combine them for a potential sale to another owner and to make it a little bit easier on the new owner, or actually maybe even herself if she decides to retain ownership. But she simply just wants to take care of this as a preemptive measure for her potential land transaction. Staff does support it. This was annexed into the city in mid to late 2009, and so that's the application you have before you tonight. It's very straightforward. Hopefully you've had a chance to read the staff report, and I would stand for any questions that you might have concerning this.
Thank you. Questions for Troy? Yeah, I thought it was well done. I can't see that there's any big problem with it.
And if the council so chooses, I know that Ms. Matthews is here tonight to answer any questions that you might have. If not, then...
Okay, if there are no questions, then the lot line adjustment is rightfully before the council.
Mayor, I move that we approve case number 13-02-LLA lot line adjustment request by Doris Matthews and Nathan Dang with the conditions of approval as listed.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Further discussion? Richard, do we have to roll call on this one?
Yes.
Okay. Brenda, would you call the roll call, please?
Council President Cardoza?
Yes.
Council Member Hoyland?
Yes.
Council Member Buben Vanderhaar?
Yes.
Council Member Steer?
Yes.
Case number 13-02-LLA has been approved and upon publication becomes law. So that's really the extent of the agenda. It's a light agenda tonight, and I want to remind the council that we have a meeting with the school board on March 12th at 5 p.m. at the school board office. Everybody knows where that's at.
Bus barn, right?
Not tomorrow.
Yeah, but it's at the bus barn, right?
Yeah, right. And then before, we're going to have an executive session, but before we go into it, I want to talk a little bit about what we are doing after the LID was settled. We have decided that this is the year that we're going to try to normalize this city, and that we started with the sewer system, and we had, as you all remember, kind of a hodgepodge. Well, now we're doing that. We've had a study on the water system on rates. We're looking at the pressurized irrigation system and why we can't get that completed, what that would cost. And without the pressure of not being able to do anything because we weren't sure of what the LID was going to do, now would be the time where we could probably take care of most of the problems in the pressurized irrigation this year. And some of the things that we looked at earlier, we may not be able to get done, but we're going to look at normalizing that system and taking care of problems that have gone back 15 years. And so it will put, like, the whole Butler subdivision under pressurized irrigation. It'll put
lands south of here where, in trying to consolidate the bills and all, that's what happened. The whole thing kind of backfired on a number of properties, and they were different ones that we had handled differently, and all the manual keep-ups and all. So we're going to try to get that along with the adjustment of the way we bill and pull that out of Caldwell and bill out of CUNA, consolidate the software and people, save dollars, and get everything up to normal and move on from there. So it may, in fact, require us to come with a budget adjustment. But at least this year, with the money that we were afraid to move out of any for fear of the litigation going on and the $30 million, that will free up some dollars. And we're not going to go wild in spending, but we're going to catch up on problems. And then the next thing will be the entire personnel manual. It'll be done. It's also kind of a hodgepodge, and it's I think for the size of city now, there should be no doubts. If you're in this category, these are the steps, and as you reach those steps with either longevity or more training, then you're given your advancements. And instead of it being guess and by gosh, it should be all spelled out, and we'll see that it is. So we'll be working hard on that. The trouble with the pressurized irrigation and water usage, drinking water usage, it all ties together. And unfortunately, on the 19th, we better have something to offer you, because that's when the Board of Examiners meets to adjust pressurized irrigation fees. So we expect to have, once we've kind of put together the working plans, then we'll have a working session with the council so that you can approve of which way we're kind of going on this. So it's, but I do think it's time that we modernize up and take care of our people and the sewer, water, and pressurized irrigation. So. Yes.
If I could, Mayor, I may need some help from Doug. I thought it was about 4 years ago that we spent quite a bit of money on a manual for the city, personnel manual.
We've got that out, and I'm going over it now, and John's going to go over. John's got an encyclopedia worth of additions that have occurred since it came in. But I think, John, you... Didn't you say that iCrimp did that in 2005, or and then they amended it once?
That predated me.
Yeah, the policy manual is in place now. It's kind of a canned policy manual from iCrimp. And I don't know its roots, but I believe it's 2005 or prior. And it's been amended a few times since then. But for the most part, it does need some updating. I guess some significant updating. So, and I know that Richard is on board in stepping up to do that as well. There's just a number of things that need to be updated in it. So, yeah. And as far as the Richard, your question, there years ago there was some money spent on a an employee classification categorization
maybe that was
plan, but there wasn't anything with personnel manual. Yeah,
maybe that's what I'm thinking of. Yeah. I want to say I thought we spent about $10,000 for that book.
You know, I'm not quite sure about that. It predated me, but I can certainly look that up and find out who and what what it cost.
I think it was about the same time that we were doing the comprehensive plan.
So
whatever year that was, I think it was in conjunction with the comp plan.
Okay.
We were trying to delegate back and forth those two projects. So, anyway, I thought we had a great big manual that was around here that we had spent substantial money trying to get it established. But maybe it's the classification manual I'm thinking
quite
of.
Possibly.
Thank you, John.
Okay. Yes.
You mentioned a work session. Is that to take place before the 19th?
Yes.
Okay. If not that there's any need to cater to my schedule, but I will be out of town for work next Wednesday and probably Thursday night. So
okay. Yeah, Brenda will be checking and make sure that, because this is going to be relatively important. We'll try to pick some when everybody can come in. And it doesn't have to be too long, but you need to kind of address, I think, like in the pressurized irrigation system alone, if the highway district were to charge us just what the standard charge is on street crossings, we'll have $390,000 worth of street crossings. So we'll be appealing to them to try to not put us out of business too quickly. So anyway, before we go into executive session, other announcements or questions?
Question on Butler Sub, are we going to provide PI to that subdivision?
Yes.
Without hookup fees, or is it going to be provided with them having to pay to?
There will be hookup fees, but you know that's part of what the work session will be. You know, when we first started the system, the reason that a lot of people were able to hook up with no charge is because of the credit they were given over saving the well digging and pumping and chlorinating the drinking water. Butler will have that type of a credit. Well, they all will be that we take off of drinking water for irrigation. And that'll save big wells in the future, a lot of chlorination and a lot of waste. So that will be factored in along with what the cost of the water is and what it costs to deliver it there. So all of those will be added, and then we don't know what the figure is yet. I've got Gordon working on that for us, and Richard's looking at it. And but I do know that a young lady called me south of the city hall here and said, you've got to be a little careful. I don't have a whole lot of money. She says, I can take the drinking water rate, and I just am very sparing with what I irrigate and how much I use, and I can beat your rate for pressurized irrigation. So it can't be too onerous, or we won't solve some of the problems we're trying to solve. So everybody's going to have to put a sharp pencil to it, and maybe you guys know the history of, there was a credit given for a number of houses where the rate isn't high enough to even be to make a return on the water that's going to them. It's a subsidized rate, and it's probably based upon not being able to hook up or something. Mm. There doesn't seem to be any history except that it's been going on forever. Mm. And so all of those will be adjusted also onto the pressurized system. So
how are we going to get water to Butler Sub? Are we going to have to bring it down the sidewalk or the street? Or
no, we'll cross Boise Avenue and we'll cross 10 Mile. And we'll have two entrances in. Then all the other crossings, and I think there's six in there. There's a number in there. They'll be crossing internal streets to go to the next street. So,
okay.
Anyway. So, I wanted to at least alert you that that's going on, and we'll try to have the work session and at least so that you have a good feel about what's happening on the 19th, so that will help you in any decisions of people coming in to sure. adjust. And I don't know, I think most all of the properties on the LID are now about taken care of. So I think that that's will be probably signed away. before the, hopefully before the 19th. And I know I haven't been asked to sign anything yet except the original preliminary one, and so we should sit down and get the whole thing signed.
We go to court on the 14th, 4:30 for the judge to review and sign the orders.
Okay, so,
Bill, yeah. I have one more question.
Okay.
I think it should be directed towards Brenda. Will there be a agenda for our meeting on the 12th?
There will be. The school district will be putting one together, and I'll send it out to you as soon as I get it. She thought it would be completed by Friday.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. And then, you know, for the Boy Scouts that are here, the right across the street is where the community garden is going. And there'll be compost, and there'll be working and pickup and cleanup and what have you. Just a wonderful thing for Boy Scouts to participate in. So,
service hours.
Anyway, not just Boy Scouts, but anybody that wants to kind of turn out, we'll announce a work day, which will be coming up here pretty soon. We're going to cut trees down and get the compost haul over here, and we're going to start building raised gardens for vegetables, and pick where's going to be the corn patch and where's going to be the potato patch and where will be the watermelons and cantaloupes, and just about everything is about ready to start. We still have another couple work sessions, so anybody that wants to come to the work sessions, learn how to garden. We'll be having Zamzows come up to talk about fertilizing and some of that type of thing. So it won't be long, we'll be planting. So with that, unless there's any more announcements, we'd need a motion to go into executive session.
Move we adjourn to executive session pursuant to Idaho Code 672345B for the purpose of discussing personnel.
Second.
We'll move to second. All favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. We'll take a few minutes break after we go into
the frost location. Yes. Warm it up enough to thaw it out.
I mean, I can see that. Let's assume that my home, Wilder, over your house.